your choice, but we should all have this memorized. Even we should teach this to our children. And it came to pass, verse 1 of Luke 11, and it came to pass, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, King James Translated Version, that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased or when he stopped, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto him, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend? Everybody say friend. And shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in the bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Other words, when a man is under his covers and warm, friendship doesn't count for nearly as much as being a pest. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, everybody say son. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, everybody say Father,
Father.
How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? John chapter 15:15. That's easy to remember. We'll back up a little bit to verse 12, John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Everybody say friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. Everybody say servants. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father, everybody say Father.
Father.
Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. And I want to share with you this thought in this Sunday morning service, a prayer based on relationship. A prayer based on relationship. Let us pray together. O holy God and loving Father, wonderful King, Lord and Savior, we lift you up and magnify you for your great love that you loved us with, and for your great acts and mighty acts.